Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have several things I want to talk about. I'm going to go back to the ranch here with the Hammonds here in just a little bit. But I wanted to start out with something that I received. Why Obamacare might force doctors to perform sex reassignment surgeries. You know, Obamacare has been a nightmare since day one. I predicted that, not that I have any great knowledge other than a national health care system is not what America is about. Now, some of you may have gasped and thought, well, you know, I really need to have something, you know, to be able to have health care. But what Obamacare is not about your health. It's about insurance. It's about being forced to do things. And so in this with Obamacare, they're going to force these doctors, regardless of how they believe, regardless of how they feel in their practice, in their faith, they're going to force them to perform reassignment surgery, sex reassignment surgery. So I want you to contemplate that just a little bit, and we're going to go back to the ranch. I have Hank Vogler with me today, and we're going to talk about the Hammonds and get an update there. Hank, how are you today?
Jumping high and feeling good.
Well, that's good. You don't need to go to the doctor and have your sex changed, do you?
Why, no, honey.
How
Why?
You, I just wondered how you're feeling today. You've got your feminine side on or your masculine side?
I've tried to get in touch with my feminine side two or three times, but she keeps slapping me.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen. Well, you know,
speaking of healthcare, and speaking of Obamacare, I have a friend who did live in Elko, Nevada, now lives in Wells, Nevada, mm-hmm. was put into an HMO by Mr. Obama, and the only place that she can get medical attention is if she gets in a vehicle and goes to Los Angeles, California.
Well, that's a little bit of a drive.
I don't know how many air miles.
Wow. Wow. It hasn't been too efficient, but then nothing the government takes over is efficient. We've seen that time and time again.
Well, there's no incentive for efficiency.
That's exactly
You spend
right.
all the money in the budget, ask for twice as much the next year, and anyhow, that's what you do, and then you continue to grow like cancer.
And that's what it has done, and that's why we're in the mess we're in. So how are things going there with the Hammonds? Have you got an update on it for us at all?
I've got several things. I heard last night, whether there's any validity or not, that they've reached some sort of a compromise, and the folks are about to leave the refuge headquarters, which, by the way, is 31 miles from town. And just to show everybody in the rural area of eastern Oregon, they took over the FBI, moved into the schools as their headquarters in Burns, which is 31 miles away. And, I mean, it's not like driving through rural Missouri even. It is flat. It'll be 100 miles away. But to show everybody in Burns that a bunch of rednecks can't get away with this, they've pretty well shut the town down. They even shut the schools down in Druzy, Oregon, which is a little rural school about 60 miles away. Whereas the headquarters at the refuge could be shut off with two pickups. There's one road to the east, one road to the west, and the swamp is to the north, and the mountain is to the south. It's the most ridiculous. It's like killing a mosquito on somebody's forehead with a 16-pound sledgehammer.
And that's going to leave a mark.
Oh, boy.
It's going to leave a mark.
So again, we've also heard that while the folks were hanging around the refuge headquarters, they stumbled onto the Hammond file, which evidently was chock full of tidbits that they've mailed on to other sources to try and see if anybody within the government, because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the BLM are the two biggest pushes against the Hammonds. Mm-hmm. Well, the wife of the BLM director in Burns is the refuge manager. So talk about tag teaming.
Wow. Yeah, it's quite a battle. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen it or not. I received a note from a listener, and he had attached to, it was in an email, and he had attached a letter. And it was an open letter, and I'm going to put it on the Facebook page. Not the Facebook page. I'm going to put it on my website later on this afternoon, if I possibly can. And I wondered if you had heard about it. This is an open letter from a judge out of Alaska to the county sheriff there in Harney County, Oregon. Had you heard anything about that?
No, I've just seen the one that one of the district deputy attorney general sent to the Burns Times Herald, laying out the government's case, which is fraught with lies and half-truths and et cetera, but that's to be expected.
Well, this is the opposite. So I can't read the letter because it is really, really lengthy with a lot of information in it. And but she says... she goes on and she tells who she is. I am an American common law superior court judge in Alaska, where operation of the Seventh Amendment Court started up again in conjunction with the common law grand juries more than a year ago. And I also serve as a federal postal district court judge for the Western region. Okay, so the next sentence she says, as you can clearly see by reading the Seventh Amendment, all matters pertaining to living people and their property must be addressed to common law courts. How then are the Hammonds being addressed by federal admiralty courts? The answer lies in the past. And she goes in to explain this. And at the end of the letter, and it's several pages long, and at the end of the letter, she says, if there is no American common law court presently operating in your county, it is your duty to organize one without further delay. In most counties, there are active justices of the peace who still perform private marriages ceremonies, and public notaries are still active. Now, there was an organization that was a property rights advocate years ago called the Paragon Foundation, and G.B. Oliver had said the first many times that they were fighting in the wrong court. And when you're fighting in the wrong court, if they're going to the federal court, they're fighting in the wrong court and you're going to lose. And so I would say, from just what I was gleaning out of her letter, they're in the wrong court.
Well, Beth, number one,
the feds are pushing it.
As we discussed before, Harney County is a mirror image of what the federal government wants the rest of the nation to begin to look like. Mm. There were 1,000 people that worked for Edward Hines Lumber Company when there was a lumber mill there when I was growing up there. Those were renewable natural resource jobs. Yes, they were heavily dependent on the federal government, but they were the end product was lumber for the cities. There were a ranch community. There was a farming community. All that has been eroded. 90%, I would bet, between federal, state, and local groups of bureaucrats represents probably 90% of the checks that roll through that county. How are you going to get the county sheriff to stand up against the people that are basically have become his constituency through payment in lieu of taxes? People who don't understand federal land, payment in lieu of taxes is the government pays a compensation because they have a presence there and they control the land there. And they control, I think, 70-some percent of Harney County.
Isn't that crazy?
So with that, the county sheriff is doing the bidding. He's just a lapdog for the feds.
He's an employee. But their attorneys should know and change the venue. I think that they need to be in a different court. I think that it needs to happen.
I never saw poor representation by attorneys. I think they had some insurance, like liability or something.
You know what they say? They work for the court, not for you. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Beth and Hank will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, we're having beautiful weather today, Hank. I don't mean to rub that in. Are you still having winter out there?
Well, it was 15 below zero day before yesterday, and it warmed up to 26 last night. So there's another front coming into the coast. And so far, the only benefit we're getting from it is it did raise the temperature.
Well, we've been in the teens and the 20s, and today it started out in the 30s, so I think we're doing all right. We're getting a little better. Maybe winter is not over yet. It's just teasing us.
I live at 6,500 feet here in the valley floor, and then it goes up to 12,000. So it's kind of high, wide, and lonesome out here.
Wow. Well, we've got a caller from Missouri with a question. Larry, how are you today?
Good morning. You should put that man, Mr. Hank, in contact with that lawyer that was on your show the other day.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he knows about her. We'll talk about her in just a little bit.
The government only is supposed to own 10 square miles of D.C., well, I understand it, of land. And the
land where military bases and post offices are.
Needful forts and arsenals, yes. And by the way, if you don't think that still isn't in effect, a few years ago, right here in downtown Ely, Nevada, they decided to build a new post office, and they had to go through the county for permission. They had to go through the state for everything. Everybody had to give their permission. So some departments of government still do recognize that particular law. Yes, sir. But the thing of it is that if you tell a big enough lie long enough, people will eventually believe it. I believe Adolf Hitler coined that one.
Yes, and they don't educate. They don't educate.
Yeah, tell a lie long enough and people will believe it.
Yeah.
All right, good luck, Dan.
All right, thank you, Larry. We had Chris Ann Hall. You know her, don't you? I had Chris Ann Hall. She's a constitutional lawyer and attorney, and she's been a lawyer, and she has been trying to educate America. She lost her job for teaching the Constitution years ago. Can't have that going on. Can't have lawyers knowing the Constitution. But she came on and she was talking about what Larry was just saying. I was going to find it's out of the Constitution, and she was quoting that, and she was saying it's not about the Bundys, it's not about the Hammonds, this is about property rights, and this is about the federal government is in the wrong, and they are usurping their power. They are going beyond what they should be. And what do our candidates say about this? Have you been listening and following any of them?
The Democrats and the Republicans fight all day long, then they sleep together at night.
You bet they do. Well, this is coming from...
I just want the whole United States of America to understand one thing. The Democrats have had enough time and power. I don't care who gets the Republican nomination. There's some that I favor over others. But the objective here is the day after they come up with a candidate, we have to vote against Bernie or Hillary. That's the objective. Other than that, let's get over the rest of it. Let's, move on.
Well, there's actually a lot more, as Chris Ann was saying, there's a lot more elections going on that aren't getting any kind of publicity. And that's the ones in your local areas and in your states. And those are the ones that really count. And those are the ones that we need to concentrate on to take our country back, to start making a change. But anyway, Chris Ann Hall was quoting, and she was using the U.S. Constitution Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. And that's what we were going into, and I had her on, and we're going to have her back on again here real soon. But I got an article, and this is coming out of Yahoo, is the one who redid it, but it's a Reuters article. And Ted Cruz from Oregon, and what he's saying to the protesters, and of course he's telling them to stand down. And Rubio saying the same thing. In fact, Rubio said, "We can't be lawless. We live in a republic. There are ways to change."
Wait a minute.
Now, hold on. Let me finish this quote. "There are ways to change the laws of this country and the policies. If we get frustrated with it, that's why we have elections. And that's why we have people who hold accountable." And so they're telling the people that they're being violent, which they haven't shown any violence. They just took over a little building that belongs there. And, it's on Oregon property. But it is the states. It is the states that need to step up. Go ahead.
I'm from the 60s. I'm getting the purple flobbers here. I think every day when I got up in the morning, it was in the paper that somebody was occupying some federal building somewhere. The Chicago 7, when they walked in and disturbed the Democratic National Convention. Somebody hollered at Abby Hoffman, "Why'd you do it?" And he said, "Sex, drugs, and rock and roll." They hit him with a billy club. I mean, the civil rights movement, there was civil disobedience. Wasn't the Boston Tea Party basically civil disobedience?
Yes.
These people haven't hurt anybody. There's nobody at the refuge in the wintertime. There's hardly anybody there in the summertime because the government, through their management of Au Naturel, all the birds have left and moved to private land. So there's really nothing other than government jobs going on there anyhow. And they're being subversive to the private property. Here's something that people back in your country don't understand. As the pioneers moved west, it got harder and harder to make a living on that land. So different caveats came up, different homestead acts, grazing homesteads, swamp acts, all these things were to get this land in private hands, and they finally got to the point there was land that took so much of it to raise anything on, nobody acquired it. And the 1872 mining laws, all these things were an inducement to produce something, and it didn't happen. Now, today, with the new way of interpreting government law rather than the Constitution, we're not even called private landowners out here. We're called GDIs, NGIs, non-government inholders. Private land out here is called an inholding. It's something that's stuck in the side of the government. They have authorized, through the last $1.1 trillion federal budget, $320 million to buy out us. these nasty old non-government inholders.
Well, not only that, it's been a while, and I don't remember which state it was in, if it was Utah, if it was Oregon, or where it was out there in the West, but we had her, when I worked for my late boss, we had her on the air, and they were keeping her. She was an inholder. They were trying to keep her from getting to her home. They were blocking off the roads and all that, and they were trying to keep her from getting to her home because she wouldn't sell.
That's what's the problem with the Hammonds. They refused to sell that property up on the Steens Mountains that the environmentalists dubbed too pristine for private ownership.
Well, don't you find it interesting that Rubio says there are ways to change the laws of this country? Well, there are laws in this country that they are ignoring or changing without letting the people know, without doing it in the right manner, and, of course, just stealing from the people. Basically, that's what they're doing.
And think about the tax laws. Why are the tax laws so complicated? Why? Because that's how they line their pockets with 62,000 lobbyists. If the tax laws were simple, that's the power of the Congress right there, is having those complicated tax laws to where if you got enough money and you can bundle it together, send it back there, bribe enough congressmen with young girls, fat boys, or whatever they want, junkets, or just cash to their Uncle Leroy three times removed in some bank account in the Cayman Islands, everybody's getting fat but Mama Cass. That's what people are mad about. That's why I'm so upset. That's why, you know, I want change, and I will vote for the best person that I think can change the most. But right now, all I want to do is, the Democrats were in power for so many years, and they didn't do anything with it, and now they become the special interest group and the crony capitalists. Let's send a message back to Washington, D.C. We want some radical change. We're tired of the promises, Rubio, Cruz, whoever you are. You better take a look at who is voting.
Well, and of course, Cruz said, and this kind of upset me, but Cruz said, every one of us has a constitutional right to protest, to speak our minds, but we don't have a constitutional right to use force and violence, to threaten force and violence against others. It is our hope that the protesters will still stand down peaceably, that there will not be a violent confrontation. All right, we also have a constitutional right to own property. We also have a constitutional right to a good trial, to get these people off the land.
A trial of our peers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. I couldn't come up with the right word. But, you know, it's just they're going to talk about the First Amendment. Well, let's talk about some other things that are going on, why people are in an uproar. There's one reason, and you hit it on the nail. There's one reason that people are going after the Republican candidates that have nothing to do, truly, with the GOP. Now, Cruz has something to do with the GOP, and so does Rubio. Trump, Carly, and Ben do not. And that's why people are looking at them. They're sick and tired of electing these parties when it's all about party and it's no longer about the people. We the people. We're going into another break. Hank, you hang on. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We will again give the information that you need so you can help the Hammonds. 877-895-5410. And Hank and Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Hank Vogler. He's a good friend of the Hammonds, and I want to give that address out. I think that they had some good response. I'm hoping we'll have some more. This is where you need to send your donations for the Hammonds, and you absolutely must put for the Hammonds, or it may not get to the Hammonds. So you have to put for the Hammonds. It's OCA. Stewardship Fund, that's OCA, Stewardship Fund, 1320 Capitol Street, Northeast, that's capital with an O, 1320 Capitol Street, Northeast, Suite 150, Salem, Oregon, 97301. That's 97301 in Salem, Oregon. Now, I know I read this the last time you were on, but I want to read it again because I think the American people, and I know the elected officials, they fail to understand how important property rights are. And that's what makes the United States of America, or used to make the United States of America, unique. We could own property. We could have that opportunity for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. But now the federal government is hammering away at everything, whether you run a small business in town, in the city, whether you're just a worker at the factory, regardless of who you are, a landowner, they just don't like it. And they want it all. They are greedy. So I want to read this quote, and then I'll let you address. But this is coming from Sir William Blackstone, and it's back from 1783. So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. So what does that say about eminent domain?
Well, and out here, you have to understand, the number of acres that are considered private, even though I'm a inholder, a non-government inholder, without that, I could not make a living without the land that is the people's land at this time, according to the federal government. I always was under the impression that it was a split estate. They made a deal with the original pioneers out here. You homestead the water. You develop something that pays taxes, state, local, and federal, and you're in. And those property rights were granted by the states. There were all sorts of things. Now we have bastardized that, and one of the things that's killing us is the Endangered Species Act.
Oh, yes.
We have animals that don't even qualify as an endangered species, but yet they come up with a program to save them, even though they don't need saved and are hunted in several states. They come up with these programs that the disease, the cure for the disease is worse than the disease. And the reason they do is back in Washington, D.C., you have all these people that are pro this, pro that. Everybody gets paid off by their group of lobbyists. Everybody gets fat except Mama Cass. Once again, that's what happens. And we, the people out here, suffer under it. Because we all know that the Endangered Species Act, with a little tweaking, would be livable and palatable. But it's not being done because there's too much money for and against it. Thomas Jefferson said, and I'm sure this is a paraphrase, not an exact quote, so you only have two things to be in fear of, Congress and thieves. And hopefully by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you'll keep one from becoming the other.
And we've lacked doing that. We have failed in doing that. You know, Hank, we see this all over the nation. You know, whether they're suing for feelings, they're suing cake decorators, cake bakers, they're suing florists, they're suing those who held weddings in their little areas, and they sue them in such a way, just what they're doing to the ranchers. They're ruining your livelihood, which is what they are not supposed to do, but that's exactly what they're doing. So even if they, you know, they'll break you in the lawsuit. It's going to cost the Hammond so much. It costs the baker so much. It costs the floor so much that they lost everything.
The Hages have been fighting for 23 years, and they have not received a penny, and they're still in court today. As far as the special interest groups that want to control weddings and everything, I don't think those kind of folks get along any better than the rest of us with a divorce rate of over 50%. All that is full employment for lawyers.
Well, I've got a good friend and listener of the show, and she says those who make the laws practice the laws. Why do you think we have 54 pages of bills and laws and such coming out of D.C.? Well, I was going to say, I don't understand why this doesn't, especially with the bakers and the florists and some of these others. You know, we've talked about different things out of the Bill of Rights. But in number 8, in the amendment number 8, it says excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments. Go ahead.
127 acres burned of federal land. They say the federal government has got a lien against Hammond's property for $400,000. So if it costs them $400,000 to put 127 acres of sagebrush and juniper trees out, can you imagine the millions of dollars they're wasting on all these fires out here when they could graze livestock and limit those fires? But the Hammondses were given the caveat, you turn over that pristine land that's too beautiful for private ownership, and we'll drop all these charges. Now, boy, you tell me, you find out where that's legal in the Constitution.
That sounds just a little bit, like I said last time, like extortion. That's exactly what that is.
My.
And I'm no genius, and I can figure that out.
For your people back there in Missouri, you may not understand this, but out where we live, on the border of Utah and Nevada, there's all kinds of polygamous colonies. And with the new things with Betty Lou marrying Bobby Jean and Leroy marrying Larry, the polygamists, they don't even bother them anymore. They're in. They get them for marrying underage girls. But so I guess you can marry your Shetland pony. And we've gone
so
off
far.
The deep end,
we have.
And it's much to do about nothing. We've never been able to do anything with morality and all of these things, and the freedom of religion may not include the same things that you and I think about, but we should be taking care of the serious issues, and the rest of that stuff will take care of itself. And that's taxation without representation. That was the Boston Tea Party theme, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Government intervention, a government overburdens, all of these things, that's what they should be concentrating on back there. And each one of those congressmen should be representing their local constituency, not the good old boys club, and get Potomac fever and lay back there for the rest of their lives.
Well, you know, you can't legislate morals, but you can make laws so they don't go around murdering people and those kind
That's
of things.
Right.
But what has gone on is that the federal government is totally lawless. They can do anything. And we just believe that they've got the authority when they do not. Now, I want to make a correction, Hank. You keep saying us back here in Missouri. While I am sitting in Missouri, I got a lot of listeners all around the nation. So it's not just Missourians that are listening to you. And we have a lot of listeners out there in your area and in Nebraska and in Illinois and in Arizona and in Texas. We have listeners all over, and we all know that the federal government is out of control. And I think that is reflective in how this GOP campaign is going. Whether Trump's the right man or not, who knows? We'll find out in time, I guess, whether he even gets the nomination. But he's doing well because he's saying whatever he wants to say. Nobody can control him because he's got all the money. He doesn't need their money.
I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, really. You know, so whether he's the right man or has the right constitutional ideas, I don't know. He hasn't made.
The thing they got to be listening to is he is the ultimate outsider.
I think that's exactly.
They got to understand that. That we're sick and tired of the crap.
And they haven't figured it out. The GOP has not yet figured it out. They're still trying to figure out how they can get one of their own picked out and in there.
Their
and get...
feelings are hurt.
Oh, yes. I'm pretty sad over that. We're going into another break. I got some feelings, too. 877-895-5410 is the number to talk. Call to talk to Hank or to Beth Ann. 877-895-5410, and we will both be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann and my good guest today, and he's becoming a great, great friend of CSC Talk Radio, is Hank Vogler. We are in the final segment of today's show, and before we get started with our ranting and our raving, Hank, I want to go to we do have a caller. I wanted to give the address out one more time before I go to Scott. Hold on just a second. OCA Stewardship Fund, 1320 Capitol Street, that's Capitol with an O, Northeast, Suite 150, Salem, Oregon, 97301. I'm dyslexic. 97301, and you must, absolutely must put for the Hammonds. We have Scott from Nebraska. Scott, how are you today?
Oh, just lovely. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'm up here in Nebraska in the same vicinity as Lori Storm.
Uh-huh.
You talked to her on the radio the other day.
I did.
Our local radio station, KSDZ, put a little plug-in for them.
Twister.
They had a call-in program this morning, and one of the Hammonds, the sister-in-law Hammond, called in this morning and said that they had found evidence in the facility that they're in that the BLM started the fire that the Hammonds created the backburn for, and two witnesses that will testify to the fact that the BLM started the fire, not lightning.
Okay, let's have Hank address that.
And that the prosecutors had that evidence at the time that they were in the trial, and they did not notify the judge, nor the jury, nor the defense of any of that evidence stating that the BLM started the fire.
Okay. Hank now, had said that they... Hold on just a minute, Scott. Hank had said at the beginning of the show that they found some stuff, so let me let Hank address it.
Okay. So Steve Hammond calls the BLM. It's 2 or 3 hours before they can get there to do anything of any consequence. Ask the BLM, could I set a backfire into that fire because it's about to burn my house, my winter feed, my haystacks down. The BLM gave him permission over the phone to do that, and he did it, and that 127-acre fire basically put the fire out by removing the fuels from the other fire. And whether it was lightning started or not, he was still protecting his private property, and the spillover wasn't in downtown Los Angeles. And then they said they had a boot print off of a boot that was in Hammond's house. Well, when you've got a fire raging off of the hill and everything that you pay your bills with and feed your kids with, i.e. your livestock, is in jeopardy of burning up, you're all over that country putting out fires and as best you can and opening up gates. So, yes, I'm sure they found several footprints. They also have been putting in the paper that these hunters saw Mr. Hammond running out through the brush shooting deer and poaching deer, I guess is how they put it, and lighting fires. Well, if you've ever been to Diamond and Highway 205 to French Glen, that east slope, you can see it from anywhere, and everybody that goes down has got binoculars on them looking at the birds or whatever they're doing. You could see them miles away. Most of the charges were dropped with the testimony that I gave in court because my family happened to have been there the day that supposedly the fire started and there were no lightning strikes within the area of the Hammond Reservoir. And that all turned out to be lies, and that was all thrown out. They pled guilty to 2 charges because the meter was running on all the lawyers that they had to hire to save themselves. And they thought, okay, you know, this is just going to be a lesser charge. They didn't realize that they were even pleading guilty to domestic terrorism. They thought they were negotiating. That's why I thought they had poor representation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely.
It's awful.
It's awful
what happened to these people. And if you don't think it can't happen to you, it can happen to any one of us. If you get in way of the bureaucrats, they use sovereign immunity. They use whatever means they can, and they figure that they are protected under color of office. They're just doing their poor little bureaucratic job.
The alphabet soup, the bureaucratic alphabet soup. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
You know, you're absolutely right, Hank. This can happen to any one of us just because we're not living on the West Coast and owning thousands or in within thousands of acres. Doesn't mean it can't happen to you. If you think you own anything, don't pay a tax on it and see what happens. You know,
and you'll find... You'll find a president's signature on the title to your property unless you happen to be in the original 13 colonies. Yeah. Somebody signed that off. And the way our government has become so overbearing, I believe they could revoke private property at a whim. Now, they haven't worked on you folks out there because there's too doggone many of you. And it would cause such an uproar. I think they did that when they tried to enforce the law on the prairie chicken in Kansas.
Mm.
But out here, where... In my county, it's like 95-96% federally owned. Harney County, 72% federally owned. Nevada's 87% federally owned, 60% in Oregon. We are at the mercy and the beck and call of these bureaucrats who have an entire career and an entire lifetime to enforce their will and their own agenda down your throat.
And the bureaucrats.
And so we are the incubation. We are the incubator for what they want to do to you folks back there.
Absolutely.
The British are coming. The British are coming. I'm Paul Revere here.
The Redcoats. We call them the Redcoats, you know.
Okay, whatever, but they're coming.
To a town
near you.
They are. They're absolutely doing it. And, you know, it doesn't have to be over one thing or the other. It'll be whatever they choose, and they are doing it through Agenda 21. I'm certain that you know all about Agenda 21. They're using the endangered species. They're using all kinds of things, your view shed, your watersheds. You know, they own every single thing. They don't even want you to catch your water in a barrel, you know.
And by the way, they certainly want to get your guns away from the private citizens who are responsible. You know, I mean...
Now, come on, Hank. You know it's all about the children.
Yeah, well, what about the people that go to Planned Parenthood? How many, you know, how many people die by a gun and how many people die the other way? I mean, let's get a little realistic here, you know. There's 108 countries that have a higher murder rate than the United States, and in all 108 of those countries that have a higher murder rate than the United States, guns are outlawed. How about that? How does that work? But we don't hear about that.
There's only one reason for elected officials to want to disarm their citizens.
Yep.
There's only one reason. You can watch a president cry. You can listen to these senators whine and carry on and shout and scream. But there's only one reason for a government to want to disarm its citizens. And that reason is so that they can perpetrate more crime against you and you can't do anything about it. Absolutely. And that's why they're making these guys out to be the bad guys when it's really the federal government that's the bad guys. And we are out of time, Hank. It's the fastest hour of the day. You know that, right? I appreciate you being with me today and thank you so much for what you're doing for the Hammonds. Let's get back in touch here in a couple of weeks and get another update. I appreciate everything that you're doing. We have got to absolutely come together from sea to shining sea. I'm in the middle of this nation, smack dab in the middle in the state of Missouri. But I'm going to tell you right now, my arms are reaching out because my brothers and sisters, liberty is in jeopardy. And we need to come together and bring America home.
David, there are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com. It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. One.